And now for something very, very wrong. The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
He's going to die a slow death at CBS.
All right, we're on the air right now. Margaret Grave joins us from a Women in Entertainment Media dinner in Santa Monica. Margaret, thank you. And I know that you wanted to get with me and ask some questions prior to my leaving the air on June 23rd, the last radio broadcast ever of The Phil Hendry Show. And I thought it would be fitting, Margaret, because we've known each other for a long time, if you've got questions.
Well, Phil, I was told today, and thank you for the opportunity, by the way, Phil. It's good to be leading off your program, and I know there's a great many people listening to your broadcast tonight who are interested in if you are going to have some kind of a retirement party or some kind of a going-away party.
Well, no, I had not planned on it.
Well, I saw in an email today that David Hall had sent out that you are not interested in that. Of any kind of a going-away party.
No, I'm not. I'm leaving the radio business the 23rd, and that's that.
And David also told me that you have no interest in even a meet-and-greet of people in the industry who've enjoyed your program, even though you're going into television, or your feelings are that you'd like to go into television.
Well, I'm going to try and go into television. But no, I'm not interested in that. I don't want to have any kind of a farewell. I even told the people here at the office, I don't want anything happening around here on the last day of the broadcast.
Well, you know, Phil, I want you to reconsider this, and I'll tell you why. There are a great many people who want to say goodbye to you in a more formal way and who also want to celebrate your years in the business, and the people that would bring together.
But I understand, but I'm not interested in doing that, and the reason for that is I don't like those kinds of things. I hate the idea of farewell bon voyages. You know, it's just I'm segueing from one aspect of the business, you know, into another.
Well, I'll tell you what happens, Phil, is that when a decision is made for a self-serving interest, it doesn't take into account other people's feelings. It's not that it's cruel. The people that would be at a Phil Hendry going away would be people that I can talk to that are interesting to me, that I could get an interview opportunity with, people that would be interesting for my readers to read about. And can I tell you what I think it is? I think it's a little bit selfish for you to have the circle of people that you know and not allow me to, you know, some access to them and to...
Well, you started off, though, by saying that you wanted me to be able to give people a chance to say goodbye to me. Now you're talking about how you want to have...
No, you're misunderstanding me. What I'm saying is this. I write an entertainment column. A farewell or a going away, or let's say an industry party for Phil Hendry would draw a lot of people that I haven't had the chance to talk to and to interview. That's all I'm saying. And
but you're saying you said it was selfish for me not to have a farewell party because my listeners would miss out on being able to.
That's what I'm saying, yes. I am saying that, but I'm also saying I think I've known you a little bit longer than probably most people have been listening to you, and the people that are going to be at a Phil Hendry farewell party are people that I need to talk to. And my question for you is this, I guess. Why would you be selfish now and not allow me to have access to some of these people?
Because the question is not about me having a farewell party I didn't know is about you having access to people to interview. I thought...
It's not about me having access. What it is about is whether or not you can open yourself up and divest yourself of your ego to have a farewell party for yourself that, yes, I'd like to, obviously you'd invite me to it because I've known you for 16 years, and I'm able to interview some of these people.
Why can't you use your contacts that you have?
You know something, Phil, that really is a low blow. I know we're on the...
How's that a low blow? I'm just asking you, as a reporter, why don't you use your contacts that you have? That
I think it's really not about me. And again, you keep putting it on me. It's about you and the selfish nature of not having a farewell party for yourself. There are people that want to come to a farewell party for Phil Hendry. There are people that are very important people in the media. And you would selfishly keep me from meeting them. That's what I'm saying.
Is it about you or is it about me? My question is, is it about you or is it about me?
It's about you. It's about your... Are you listening to yourself?
No, is the farewell party about you or is it about me?
Are you listening to yourself?
Well, look, you know...
A farewell party is about people having the opportunity to say goodbye. And
then why are you bringing yourself into this?
I'm bringing myself into it, Phil, because Frank and I have already authorized, as you know, a $100,000 gift in cash to my friend's place. And the fact that Frank and I have been there for you and that I want a farewell party for you because, yes, I'd like to say goodbye to you and also interview the people that...
You just brought up the $100,000 cash gift that you and Frank authorized for my friend's place. Does this have something to do with that? In other words...
In what way?
In other words, because you're giving $100,000, you think you ought to be allowed to make me have a farewell party... And
I think you're getting a little paranoid.
All right, well, help me out with this.
No, not at all. Not at all. Frank and I have authorized the $100,000 gift because we thought that it was worthy based on your recommendation. Now you're telling me, no, I don't think I will have a farewell party because at a farewell party would be major industry people, and I don't want you to interview them. Is that what you're saying?
Because, I don't think I've said that.
Well, that's the effect, though. That's the effect. And your listeners, the people that are listening right now, are also the ones that are being, I think, really treated disrespectfully because they would like to come to a farewell party. And yet you won't do it because you want to shut me out of having good interviews.
And I don't want to shut you out of anything. I just don't want to have a farewell party.
Even though we've given $100,000 to this charity of yours.
So you gave it, in other words...
No, I didn't, but I'm asking a simple, objective question. Even though Frank and I gave it to whatever this charity is of yours.
Whatever this charity is of mine.
My friend's place.
Let me give our phone number out, okay? I know that's a little noisy where you are. Is that in a restaurant, if you can move out maybe to a parking lot or something?
So you want me to move into a parking lot?
Well, I don't... 1-800-449-8686 is the number of the Phil Hendry Show. Margaret Gray joins us. She's an entertainment writer and is at the Women in Entertainment Media dinner tonight. Now, Margaret, I want to be clear here. You want me to have a farewell party. Why?
Because your listeners would like to say goodbye to you. That's all.
Then why did you bring up the fact that you want people to interview that...
I brought that up because obviously a farewell party for Phil Hendry is going to draw a great many people in the industry that you know.
So that you can interview them?
No, I didn't say that at all.
Yes, you did. You said that you want to interview them.
If I'm invited to your party, and I'm assuming that I will be, I can't imagine that I wouldn't be.
You would be if I was having one, but I'm not going to have one. And
well, again, Frank and I gave $100,000 to this charity of yours that helps out these kids that are, in my day, we used to call them needle freaks. And you don't seem to care about the $100,000 in cash that we will give. But now that you're not having a farewell party, I feel so taken advantage of, in a way, because I have said to Frank that you help us, we help you. Your listeners want you to have a farewell party. Your listeners want me to be able to interview the people that I want to interview, to be able to sit there and talk with some of the stars. And so we all sit here tonight, Phil, myself, your listeners, many of the people in the industry, sitting back and sort of looking askance at a very selfish man.
Are you emotional about this?
It's a little emotional, yes.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. I don't honestly believe that anybody in my listening audience cares whether I have a farewell party or a retirement party.
Because you're disconnected from your audience, that's why. Because
I don't think, if you believe that people want me to have a retirement party so that
they can say goodbye to you, yes.
No, so that you can have people to interview so that...
I will have people to to interview if the world is a decent place. In other words, if we aren't living in hell yet, if this isn't a sewer yet, I would be allowed to come to your party and interview stars. But the selfishness of a man leaving the radio business and not having a retirement party that I can go to and interview big names at. You understand?
No, I don't. No.
Well, then you're being purposefully confused.
No, I don't understand it. No, I don't. The one thing that I got out of this is that you said you gave 100 grand to my charity, and isn't that 100 grand worth me having a party that you could go to and interview stars?
I never said anything of the sort.
You said you brought up the 100,000 that you and Frank are going to give to my friend's place. Didn't you say that?
I said we'd give 100 grand to your charity because it seems to be important to you, and I never tied in anything about my interviews.
Well, then why'd you bring it up?
I brought it up because I wanted you to know how much we care about you and what interests you. I recognize that I don't mean a lot to you. I know I mean a lot, but I don't mean that much. But
yes, you do. It doesn't have anything to do with anything like that. It simply has to do with the fact that it would hurt me personally to have these parties. They don't make me physically feel well. Farewell parties. Okay?
Well, it isn't about you, is it? It's about your listeners and their desire to have the media have some freedom of speech. But I guess you don't believe in that, so.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's the Phil Hendry Show with me, Margaret Gray, attending the Women in Entertainment Media Dinner in Santa Monica. She's almost insisting that I have a farewell party when we leave the air on June 23rd. Insisting because she, and I don't care what she says she's given $100,000 to our charity. Didn't she say that, bud?
Yeah, my friend's place.
So she's given $100,000 to my friend's place, so she's expecting me to invite her to this party.
No, she didn't say it.
That's what it sounds like to me. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
I don't mess and I don't play.
The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Why don't you, though?
All right, we're back with Margaret Gray of Women in Entertainment Media. You've got a dinner that you're at tonight. Am I taking you away from something?
No, I called you because I wanted to know. Why don't you want to have a retirement or a farewell party?
I don't like them. I don't like them. I don't know how to tell you. I don't like them.
You don't? Do you like your listeners?
Yes, I like my listeners, okay? I don't particularly like retirement parties. First of all, I've never retired. I'm leaving radio because I want to leave radio. It's not going to be a nostalgic, bittersweet thing for me, okay? It's going to be something that I want to do to move into something else. I mean, I didn't even have to say anything.
I don't understand.
I could have just gone off the air on June 23rd and not said anything. And it wouldn't have mattered to me. But I want to give people a heads up.
I want to know why you're not having a farewell or retirement party that individuals like myself can go to, interview the people that'll be there.
No, hold on for a minute. I'm not having it because I don't want to have it. And the reason why I don't want to have it is they smack of they're disingenuous. They're people are, look at, you know, I'm done with the radio business, all right? I like being on the radio. I like my listeners. I like you, Margaret. But the radio business itself, I'm through with it. I'm finished. I'm done. It's all over, all right? I've given as much as I can to it. And I don't need anybody to be throwing me any parties. I don't want one. I won't have one. I won't be at one. If somebody throws one for me, I won't show up for it. If I walk into the building here on June 23rd and someone's made a cake for me, I won't eat it. I mean, I've told them already. Do you understand?
No, I don't understand. I want to know why you're not having it.
Are you not listening to what I'm saying? Are you?
I am a writer, and there will be a great many media people that would be invited to something like that, and I want the opportunity to interview them. Because
why don't you go out and find them yourself?
So the $100,000.
We're back to the $100,000 again. Okay, you are bribing me with $100,000. Look at you're going to do what you're going to do. And you're going to you know, give it or you're not going to give it. I don't want to go to any farewell party. I'm not going to have anybody from the media at it. If I had a farewell party, I would probably just invite regular, like, homeless people, just so you wouldn't have anybody to interview. What do you think of that?
You know that that's not true. You know that you would have people who are great admirers of yours there. And I've got a job to do. And why it is you want me So in other words, you want to kick food right out of the hand of my child as he begins to place it in his mouth. Is that it?
How am I doing that?
Because you're not allowing me to go to a party for you that's a farewell party that I can interview people and make money on. What you're doing is, as my child raises a slice of that good old American pie to his mouth, you're kicking it free with the heel of your shoe.
No, I'm not. You are making that decision.
No. You're not going to throw this back at my feet. No. You are kicking free of my child's hand something that he needs to nourish him. Because
I'm not in charge of your life. I don't...
I want to know, and you haven't given me an answer. Why aren't you having a farewell party?
Because they suck. Do you understand? They suck. I hate them all. I hate farewell parties. I don't want to be around them. I don't want to have to be around anybody that I don't want to be around. Do you understand what I'm saying?
No, I don't.
In other words, I don't want anybody... Look, at the only people that I really like in this business are other people that are on the air, my listeners, and friends of mine, all right? I don't like farewell parties because then you've got a lot of people that you don't like. I don't want to be near them. I don't want to be around any of them. I don't want to have a farewell or a retirement or anything else.
You know what, Phil? You still haven't answered why you would boot out of my son's hand.
Oh, are you kidding me?
Well, you're the one that's got these contacts, not me. You're the one that has the entertainment business that is so excited about you.
Is your whole purpose to come on here and badger me into having...
Yes, I am. And your listeners want it, too. Why are you not having a retirement party?
I'm not doing your job for you, okay? I'm not going to invite a whole bunch of people to a party just so you'll have somebody to interview. Why don't you pick up your phone and use some of your contacts? Why don't you pick up your phone and use some of your show business know-it-all and wherewithal and contact these people? I thought you knew all of them.
I do know all of them, but you don't get all of them gathered into one place like that. I want to know what turned you bitter, because you used to be a man.
I'm not bitter at all. I just want out of this business. I want to move on. Do you understand?
You want out of the radio business, is that it? So you were treated that badly, were you?
No, I wasn't treated that badly. I just want out. I don't want a big farewell.
So my son raises a slice of steaming hot apple pie to his lips, and you take a steel-toed stomper boot, one that you might have kicked a homeless man to death with, and you boot it right...
No, I'm not booting anything out of his freaking hands.
And then when you pull your boot back and you take it off for the evening and you take a sniff of the toe, it smells just like runny dog dung. You really got a pair on you, Phil. Well, you know something? You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go home. I'm going to invite people to a Phil Henry farewell party. And
well, you better not invite me.
I am going to invite you. And if you don't show up, you know what's going to make you look like? The biggest spoiled sport, a man with absolutely no care or concern, a real sorry sack. I'm going to have a big party. There's going to be dancing. There's going to be cutlets. There's going to be fun and a... Don't you ever get tired of talking to yourself?
You bet. Cutlets. There ain't going to be no retirement party. There ain't going to be no farewell party. There ain't going to be no goodbye, no nothing. Goodbye, I'm done. June 23rd, last show, out the door, that's it. 16 years doing this radio show, 33 years in total in the radio business. It's been fun, it's been great, it's been real, real slice of heaven, and I'm moving on, baby, and I don't know into what I don't know. I don't know what I'm going to do. I don't know. I don't have a job. But you know what? It comes a time, man, when you realize that you're just beating your head against a freaking brick wall. I don't need, I'm not that dumb. I might have been bored at night, but it wasn't last night, man. I know when it's time to just, move on to some greener pastures, even if I got to fertilize them myself. And these retirement parties. Farewell to Joey. You know what I think of him? Did you ever see that movie about Schmidt there? That's what I think of him. That sad freaking ballroom that's rented in the middle of a hotel. And these testimonials, and you know what? You can have it. Why don't I have one so she can get invited and interview all the people that she's too lazy to go out and invite or interview? And by the way, what about that $100,000 that Frank and I are going to give to your charity, whatever the name of it is? You can give it to them. You can give it to me. All right. Welcome. It's a Monday here. It's the Phil Henry Show. Hey, the Lakers just got throttled the other. What was it, yesterday? I can't remember. It seems so long ago. It was like 30 points. Good going, Lakers. Nice going, Jackson. You know, when you're retired, stay retired, baby. Take a tip from me. Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686.
You're a butt log with legs.
The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Rudy Canoza of Je T'aime Lingerie is going to be with us later. Actually, he has two stores. He has Je T'aime Lingerie and Je T'aime Women's Wear, and they've got some new swimsuits in for the full-figured woman this summer. So he tells us he'd like to talk with us about, well, so he tells us, I have no reason to doubt him. He's going to talk to us, well, I do have reasons to doubt him, but I'm going to just go ahead and go on faith that he's not lying through his teeth to me, that he has some bathing suits for full-figured women. Or are they just? Is it just a chiffon cover for the face so that you don't have to worry about people staring at your big ass? I don't know. But that's what it said in his advertising copy, and I think it's pretty insensitive. But we'll talk with him later about that. Right now we have a flashback request from, this is from Sergeant Ryan Clover of the 63rd Air Squadron at the Fighter Squadron Aircraft Maintenance Unit, I should say, at Luke Air Force Base in Arizona. And he says, hey, Phil, could you play the bit where Ted Bell's upset because of the type of people who your show sends to his restaurant? A guy pulls up in a Ford Ranger and Ted Ralph's all over himself. He's also quizzing some rube on the phone about rice pilaf and filet mignon. Thanks for what you do, Phil. You're a real patriot and a true American. Staff Sergeant Ryan Clover. That's me. And he's with the U.S. Air Force. And here it is, Ryan. It's the Ted Bell bit. Yeah, the kind of people that the Phil Hendry Show sends to his restaurant.
I would like to know why you feel like we should not bring up issues like this. This is everyday issues. Everybody does not have money. Everybody is not born with money.
What was that? What happened?
Hold on. I'm sorry. Hold on. What? Someone just pulled in a Ford Ranger truck.
What difference does it make what they drive?
I got to take care of this, Phil.
Okay, Crystal, go ahead. Give us your opinion. Ted's taking care of something in the parking lot. And you feel that it's unnecessary?
Yeah, I feel that it's unnecessary that he feels like someone should not pull up in the restaurant in a damn Rolls Royce.
I'm sorry, Phil. A guy pulled up in a Ford Ranger and wanted it valeted, and I was sick all over the front of my suit, so I'm going to have to change my shirt. If you can give me just 60 seconds.
Go ahead.
Can you just, like...
Let me ask you something, Crystal. This is Phil Hendry. What do you think about a guy that screams as if he's just seen Frankenstein?
To me, is sickening.
And not only that,
He made the remark that he just threw it up all over the front of his shirt.
Yeah.
I mean, that, to me, is sickening. I guess he thinks that everybody should walk around with thousands of dollars in their pocket. We don't have that. All everybody doesn't have it.
Is this Crystal? Crystal is Ted Bell. Let me ask you a question. If I asked you if you wanted Pellegrino or flat water, what am I talking about?
If I wanted Pellegrino
or flat water, what's the difference between the two? And, Phil, do you have that Jeopardy music that we could...
No, I don't have the Jeopardy music, and I'm not going to make fun of people.
I don't want to make fun of her either. How long's it going
to... Well, you don't have to make fun of me.
How long's it going to take you to answer the question?
Why would I want to go to some... And I understand your point of view, but why would I want to go to someone's restaurant that is going to get on... Okay, let's say that I don't have as much money as you, and I want to go out to eat somewhere nice, and let's say my husband takes me.
Wait a minute.
And because...
What happened, Ted?
I'm very sorry.
Ted's got to come back, son.
Tony, is that you?
Yeah.
What happened?
He's sick.
What happened, Tony?
A
guy was wearing moccasins?
He got sick.
Go turn the radio on.
He puked because a guy walked in wearing leather moccasins. Now, this is the kind of elitism that I'm talking about.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
And
it's just...
Yeah.
I mean, I don't understand. He should be happy that someone of our class would want to go eat at a restaurant.
Crystal, I'm not saying Crystal
and pay that amount of money for those kind of steaks.
Let me ask you this: filet mignon, fish or beef?
Fish.
Say that again, Crystal. Filet mignon, fish or beef?
I guess fish. I don't know.
Oh my God!
Well, now come on, Ted. That's not fair.
Exactly.
Crystal, filet mignon.
No. You're saying
it's
that
a beef
because
cut,
I couldn't answer a question like this. Are you talking about class education?
All right, I don't know what's wrong with him, but he is puking every time something happens.
Why would you even want someone like that advertising on your show?
He
can't run your show. He can't
you're right.
Tell you what to do.
He does. He puts an awful lot of money into our show every year.
All right, Crystal, Merlot, is it wine or is it the name of a magician?
What did he just ask me?
He asked you, Merlot. Is that the name of a wine or the name of a famous magician, Merlot?
Wine?
Yeah. You think it's a wine, hun?
It's a wine, Ted.
Thank God, because I was running out of shirts.
It is a wine, I know.
Yes, of course it is. And I think you're demeaning this lady, Ted, with these questions.
I'm saying if people can answer a simple question, I will let them into my restaurant. For instance, tonight we're asking...
Why do you have to answer questions,
Because I don't want you sitting there saying, hi, could I have the filet mignon, and is it snapper tonight? God! Rice pilaf, Asian dish, or a dead Vietnamese man?
Okay, that's all. I'm finished, all right?
Will you turn the music off, please?
I mean,
Crystal, it's sick, and he puked all over himself because a guy hit, you know, to
but,
me.
But do you see what I'm saying? My husband has fought for this country.
What happened?
Somebody just thought that Peach Cobbler was a gay shoemaker. I'm done.
I'm out. There he goes, Ted Bell. The guy is, like, extreme. The cat screams when someone doesn't know what peach cobbler is, pukes all over the front of... He's running out of shirts. There's a flashback for our friends there at Luke Air Force Base in Glendale, Arizona. It's Ted Bell and the whole trip there with, like, you know, the weirdos that we send to his restaurant. You're listening to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, our last broadcast ever, June 23rd. And if you're just joining the show and you say, oh, this is kind of cool, man, have you got a website? Yes, we do. And our website will remain active and functional forever. In other words, the website's not going away, only the radio show. But the website's going to be there, and the website will contain not only the archive material, and that will include material that we have not been able to put on our site for a long, long time. We will be able to do that in very short order. It's also going to have information about other things that we're going to be involved in. We're going to have other kind of fun little aspects to the site that we took down because of problems with the editorial content of some of the things that we did. So the website will continue. It's going to broaden out. It's going to get bigger. It's going to get deeper in terms of the archive material. And how do I put this delicately? It's not going to have Big Brother sticking its nose in it, right? So in other words, it's going to be like a normal website. Anyway, that will begin transitionally following the end of our show. So the website's not going anywhere, and you can go to philhendryshow.com, get a backstage pass. That gives you access to all of the archive material and other things that we're going to be having forthcoming. Keith Richards has brain surgery after mysterious fall, huh? It's called falling down some stairs after you had a cocktail. Mysterious fall. Did someone push him? What do you mean a mysterious fall? Did he fall out of a window? Did he fall out of a coconut? What would be mysterious about a fall at Keith Richards? I mean, I'm not trying to make fun. I hope he's okay. If the man dies, I apologize. But the only thing to be mysterious about a fall by Keith Richards is like what Mark just said. If he fell out of a coconut tree or if he fell out of a coconut tree. Well, if you think about it, it ain't that mysterious. The guy's up in a coconut tree. Hello. Well, where do you find those? The Caribbean. And why would one be up in one in the Caribbean? Ever heard of a painkiller? You got it. World famous Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
You know, they say that Johnny Depp used Keith Richards as his inspiration for the character he played in Pirates of the Caribbean. Seriously, and if you look at that Johnny Depp pirate, and that is Keith Richards, a younger version, more healthy and still, you know, still up in a coconut tree, but nonetheless. Anyway, we hope that Mr. Richards is okay. But, I mean, I looked at the cat here. I've never seen a guy. If you've seen Keith Richards when he was 20 or, say, 26, aren't you supposed to look something like you used to? The guy doesn't look anything like he used to. I mean, I think there's been a busted nose along the way, too. He used to have kind of this face, and now it's... I think he got his nose popped a few times. I think somebody just clocked him in a few bar fights. But he's fallen from a coconut tree and is in stable condition. Keith Richards in Fiji. And, man, like I said to Mark, if there's a place to fall out of a coconut tree, that's the place. Man, it's nice. And coconuts they got. World famous Phil Hendry Show, and coming up, Rudy Canoza will be talking with us about summer swimwear for, you got it, full-figured women. It's been something Rudy's been wrestling with for a long time, man. You know, he's got that foghorn that keeps him out of the store, but now he didn't want to keep him out of the store. He wants him in, and he thinks he's got the goods. We're also going to be speaking tonight very briefly with Dr. Jim Sadler about a lawsuit that he has filed against a patient. And that ought to be interesting to listen to. Dr. Sadler has filed a lawsuit against one of his own patients for something that man said. So we'll be talking to him briefly about that. Coming up on television, and Doug Danger's going to be on later on to talk with us about this, is an ABC movie, Fatal Contact. I think it's called Fatal Contact, Bird Flu in America. Now, this bird flu is, as you know, working its way through 48 countries. And the American people being the people that they are, we're going to watch this movie and get kind of panicky about it. Probably go and buy bottled water and maybe get some of the thin plywood to put over our windows, even though the bird flu isn't going to keep that out. That's what we do now. We get flashlights and we get water and we get plywood, even if it's bird flu. Now, this movie supposedly tells the story of what it'll actually be like. You know the flicks that have come out? Remember that day after nuclear war? The AIDS epidemic? I have lived through more freakouts. Now it's bird flu. And all you got to do to avoid bird flu, you know what all you have to do? Barbecue the chicken, that's all. All you got to do is cook it thoroughly. Are they crazy? Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.